Life, no matter how short, should be lived to the fullest. That's just one of the mantras driving the establishment of the first ever children's hospice that will serve a large area of South Central Ontario. Now, after years of planning, Keaton's House Paul Paletta Children's Hospice is being built in Dundas, Ontario to provide compassionate care and state-of-the-art facilities for children and youth with life-limiting illnesses. A fundraising gala on November 9th will be held in Hamilton to further this special cause. It will be a sanctuary, says Dr. Dave Lysetsky, who is currently a pediatric palliative care doctor at McMaster Children's Hospital and is also the incoming medical director of Keaton's House. Right now they might be in Welland, in Guelph, in Cambridge and spread out all over the regions, but this is a place where they can come together and feel at home, feel surrounded by people who understand. My hope is they feel safe and at peace. There are an estimated 500 young people living in our area with terminal illnesses at any time. This pediatric hospice will provide specialized and integrated services, but in order for this to happen, community support is essential and there is much work to be done. The children's hospice will have an enormous reach, benefiting children, teens, and families from a large area. The Niagara region, including those youngsters with terminal needs in Niagara-on-the-Lake, will soon have a place to go, once the hospice is completed in 2026. It will also benefit those from many cities outside of Niagara, including Hamilton, Brantford, Guelph, Stratford, Kitchener, and Milton. Keaton's House Paul Paletta Children's Hospice is named after Keaton Miller, who died at the age of 7. His mom, Danielle Zuquette, of the Kemp Care Network, is a fierce advocate for hospice care and has been the driving force behind the establishment of this $25 million facility. Hospice care is so much more than end-of-life care excellence, Zuquette says. Our services and supports will provide comfort care, bereavement services, respite services, day programs and physical therapy. Claudia and her son Johnny. Claudia Brown and her husband Alan would have dearly loved to have had a children's hospice for the final days and weeks of their son, Johnny's life. The Carlisle, Ontario teen was diagnosed with Ewing's sarcoma at the age of 17. After treatments, remission and then relapse, Johnny succumbed to the disease in 2021 at the age of 19. He died in a hospital setting surrounded by medical equipment, unfamiliar sounds and unfamiliar people. Had a facility like Keaton's House been available, Johnny could have spent his remaining days with his family, in a tranquil environment with 24-hour care. The Jonathan Brown Foundation was formed after Johnny's passing to honor his legacy. Together, Claudia and Alan Brown, along with their family, have rallied to spearhead several fundraisers to help with worthy causes, from scholarships for teens facing difficult health limitations to supporting the oncology unit at McMaster Children's Hospital. The construction of the Keaton's House Hospice is currently their passion, and together, with a team of volunteers as well as their son, Michael, and daughter, Rachel, by their side, they are determined to fundraise to ensure the hospice's future. On Saturday, November 9th, the Jonathan Brown Foundation is hosting a gala fundraiser at the Hamilton Convention Center. It's called Johnny's Gold Ribbon Gala, and everyone in South Central Ontario is invited to attend, donate and enjoy a meaningful evening featuring a gourmet dinner, live music, dancing and a live and silent auction. Billed as a celebration, the event will also feature two informative speakers from McMaster Children's Hospital, well-versed in the area of pediatric palliative care. Funds from the evening event will help build a dedicated teen room, providing a warm and welcoming age-appropriate space for teenagers to receive specialized care and support during their stay. They value their independence, says Claudia Brown. Our hope is it becomes a comfortable space where teens, no matter where they are in their journey, can find moments of quiet reflection, enjoy games, read, or simply hang out with their friends. Johnny Brown was an honors student, a talented hockey player, and a kind, courageous young man. His family knows he would have insisted that fundraising in his honor was not necessary, but they also feel he would have been delighted to know so many people, including his friends and family, are making a difference in ensuring the final peace for seriously ill children and youth. It's been incredible to see so many generous people join to help support this November gala, says Brown. It's going to be a powerful night filled with purpose, but also a lot of fun as we come together to make a real difference. Tickets and donation information, video Instagram.